Settlement agency Ames Australia conducted a survey of more than 130 of its clients in a bid to learn more about the migrant and refugee experience. Respondents were asked for the reasons why they came here and to describe their experiences in making a new life in their adopted country. Laurie Noel from Ames has told SBS the survey produced some positive and negative findings.
What was encouraging was that everybody who comes here seems to want to fit in and contribute, get a job and join in community activities. One of the troubling things we found was that not everybody has a really good experience immediately. Some people take longer than others to settle in and to, find work and feel as though they belong here.
Once they arrived, learning English was identified as the most important requirement. But Laurie Noel says an overwhelming 64% found this to be the biggest hurdle they faced.
Everyone who comes to this country has got a different backstory, and Australia has a very strong English language service for migrants and refugees, but not everybody's able to take that up. And also, if you're not literate in your own language, it's very difficult to learn English quickly.
As a result, many find it hard to get work and make ends meet, with what are usually higher living costs in Australia than in their home country. They also miss the families they've left behind overseas. One in five who have been in Australia for up to 5 years report feelings of isolation. But overall, the results suggest they're happy with their decision to migrate here. More than half the respondents say they're attracted by the Australian lifestyle and democratic freedoms. According to Laurie Noel, the newest Australians just want the opportunity to prove themselves.
The vast majority of people who come here are optimistic about the future. They want to contribute. They want to be part of society. They want to fit in. But the others who struggle, perhaps, could be helped along with outreach from employers, with just being given a chance to show what they can do.
The survey coincides with federal government moves to protect migrants who do find work. It's hoping by exposing bosses who exploit sponsored workers, other companies will be deterred from doing the wrong thing. Under legislation that has passed the lower house, the Department of Home Affairs will have the power to name and shame migrant sponsors who have been sanctioned for failing to meet their obligations. Migrant workers' tax file numbers would also be collected to verify that they, along with the businesses employing them, are complying with employment conditions. Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Minister Alan Tudge has told Parliament these measures will benefit imported and local workers.
These measures collectively strengthen the integrity of skilled migration visa programs and protect Australian and overseas workers. This government has a very strong track record in jobs creation, in getting people off welfare and into work, and only where absolutely necessary, issuing 457 visas.
Labor, which is backing the bill, has called for it to be expanded to include seasonal workers who are also vulnerable to exploitation.